Now, I mean, facts are a stubborn thing. You're welcome to your own opinion, but you are not welcome to your own set of facts. While we have given ourselves over to the MDs, while the MD medical profession has owned the medical theater all around the world, cancer remains unchanged. Heart disease is still the second leading cause of death in the United States. Obesity, rampant amongst our children. 33% of our childhood population has become obese in the last 20 years. One third of the adult population is obese, and it happened under the watch of the MDs. And they'll tell you it's your fault. You're lazy. You've got the fat gene. That's what you've got. No, you don't. You've got a bad doctor. That's what you've got. Autism used to be 1 out of 10,000. Now, 1 out of 50 children are born autistic while we have let the MDs drive the bus of medicine. Arthritis, out of control. Type 2 diabetes, out of control. The leading cause of death in the United States, MD-directed medical treatments. The leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States, MD-directed medical treatments. The easiest place to hide something is in plain sight. While we have given control, complete and utter control of our medicine to the MDs, the pharmaceutical industries, the medical insurance industries, and the hospitals, our health has gone to you know where in a handbasket. Everybody is sick all of the time, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse. And the reason that everybody is sick is because everybody goes to the MDs for chronic disease treatment when they are the last people you should go to. Would you go to a chiropractor for open heart surgery? No! Nor should you go to an MD if you're suffering with a chronic disease, because clearly they are not good at what they do. But it is good to be the king. It's good to be the king. The take-home message from all of this is MD-directed medical treatments for chronic diseases don't work. They don't work. Benjamin Rush was right. There is a monopoly that's happening in medicine in the United States right now. And because nobody knows what we know, because nobody has this perspective on it, this myth, this train continues to plow forward. And as it plows forward, we die. But before we die, we suffer, go bankrupt, and then we die. And then our relatives are so grief-stricken, they organize a 5K run for the cure for cancer. And who do they give the money to? The MDs. We've all drunk the Kool-Aid. We're all embedded in the matrix. Well, guess what? Dr. Wallach is the red pill. Now, remember the monopoly? It's good to be the king, right? When you're the king, you can get away with anything. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. No harm, no foul. The medical industry is a self-policing industry. Nobody holds their feet to the fire. When they screw up, nothing happens. And this is a problem. But it is 1,000 times more problematic than you know. Because in the world of knowledge, there's the stuff that we know. You know, I know how to do math. I know how to speak English. There's the stuff that we don't know. I don't know how to fly an airplane. I don't know how to speak French. And there's a lot of things like that, the stuff we know and the stuff we don't know. But most of the stuff Most of the knowledge in the universe is over here, and it's the stuff we didn't even know we didn't know. And when you have experience there, you have an aha moment, a eureka moment. Well, I'm going to give you, hopefully, a few eureka moments about the law regarding vitamin speak and what we can and cannot say. And this is an important thing to understand, especially as a longevity member, as a longevity distributor, as a longevity truth teller, as a longevity mountain mover, which you all are. According to the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission, the only thing that can treat a disease is a drug. If I owned a water company and I printed on my bottle of water, treats dehydration, the Food and Drug Administration would deem that an unregulated drug and they'd sue me for disseminating an unregulated drug. They'd throw me in jail and take all of my inventory away. The only thing that can treat a disease is a drug, according to the Food and Drug Administration. The 90 essential nutrients, herbs, vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids are not drugs. Therefore, according to the Food and Drug Administration, if you are selling nutritional supplements, you cannot say nor imply that you are treating disease. Now, if you are not selling a nutritional supplement, you can stand up in the town square and say, earthworms cure cancer. And we have freedom of speech. As long as you're not making money from the sale of a nutritional supplement, you can say whatever you want to about the relationship of that nutritional supplement and disease. But as soon as you make one red cent from the sale of a nutritional supplement, if you say or imply that it treats disease, you're going to jail, sucker.